The Techno Funk Boy presents Tales from the Rusty Speeder. Treehouse, Chapter 6.
So if we could, before we get rolling too much, if we can roll a force die, one force die each, that's the white. I posted the, link to the dice roller in chat.
One dark.
Nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Two light.
We each roll two dice or one dice?
Well, between the two of you, you would do two.
Okay.
But one each.
Did y'all hear that?
Of course they did.
Yeah, I did.
That was my butt trumpet.
Okay, so that's three darks. Good.
I thought it was pretty light. It was kind of fluffy. It was two.
Oh, no.
It was two lights and one dark.
Oh, dang. See, I got four lights, two darks. Dang. I'm already behind in the count. I'm going to have to make this adventure harder.
Oh, don't worry. We'll do that on our own.
It's probably true. All right. Yes. So, y'all, okay. So y'all are about 2 days. If I remember right, we're about 2 days into the thing, the adventure. Yeah. And so we do have a little bit more time if y'all want to prepare more. We did get that. This little, we got the nice blueprints of the base that I did not think y'all were going to find blueprints. So I just hand drew it.
So this is the base where we're breaking in?
Right.
Hopefully.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So this is on Kashyyyk, my home world.
Yes.
Tag is an old friend of mine that I utilized when
and
I
haven't killed yet.
I haven't killed yet. He's one of the few people on this planet that I knew that I didn't kill.
Yes.
I killed most of the people I knew on this planet.
Right.
Then,
so did I.
Yeah, under different circumstances. You're like telling me at the same time.
And I should mention, I was like, it was getting pretty late last time and I didn't get a chance to describe him, but he's like an old, like, war veteran type thing, you know? He's got like his fur looks brittled and burned in places, and he's always kind of got the wide crazy eyes going, and his base of operations is like way out in the woods where you'd never find him if you didn't know where to look. And that's how he's able to keep like TIE fighters and information underneath the canopy, and no one knows it's there because no one knows he's there.
Are we with him, or
We met up with him. I think that we could still go back to him. We got the TIE fighter from him. We borrowed a TIE fighter. I don't think
we rented it.
We rented it. We got the blueprints. We actually haven't blown up any trees or done anything like that yet.
Right. Yes.
Now we've talked about it.
What do we know about this, just as a recap also? Like, what do we remember or know about this?
It's a secret research base. And that's really, we don't really know much more than that. We don't even know what they're researching, I don't think.
Well, then, what are we here to get then?
We just gotta.
We're here to. It's another one of those things where you
just plug and play.
Plug and play, yeah.
And then unplug and walk away.
Gotcha.
Hey, but. Okay, so whenever we're ready to go, because, like, as the.
Snatch, I got a suggestion.
Yeah, no,
it seems like so I'm like turning over looking at the blueprint, you know, sort of inspecting it, and I'm like, it seems like there's a few things we could do, but something that's occurring to me now is that there's probably outlets like underneath this structure, you know, like sewage or drainage, ventilation, I don't know, but there's probably a way to access the structure from underneath. Just something to think about.
So, isn't it in the trees?
It is. It's up in the air.
It's in the air. So,
is it? Okay.
Something like that would be running down the trees.
Yeah, it's a treehouse.
So, it could be that they have piping and stuff running through the trees, but
I didn't know.
It's elevated, so we can come from actually underneath it. That's a possibility.
I don't think we need to.
All right, we
have a TIE fighter. We have a ship that is in some way special, Fearon keeps telling us. So I have this amazing idea. We have a guy who looks like an Imperial officer who was supposedly an Imperial officer, and we have a code. So we just fly in with our TIE fighter and our other spaceship, just fly casual and land on their docking bay. And if they start shooting at us, we don't shoot back. We just put on our forward batteries and keep pinging our code. And then if they keep shooting at us, that's fine. We still just land and then, you know, dress them down when they come out, because we're going to just walk out, right? And then our fake Imperial officer needs a fake Imperial officer's uniform. If possible, a director would be a great uniform for him. I don't know if I'd have to roll a knowledge warfare to know what a director is. If I don't, then I just suggest that as his uniform, because, a director was in charge of building a Death Star, so a director seems like a pretty good rank for secret research bases. And then Snatch and Krusk need matching outfits. They don't necessarily have to be Imperial outfits. They need matching guns, which we have, light repeating blaster rifles. And they need, you know, something to make themselves stand out as not just typical bodyguards, but like, nah, we're for this really important guy.
Bounty hunters, like mercenaries.
Maybe mercenary, or maybe just like the guy who hired us, this Chiss, you know, who, quote, hires us as bodyguards, gives us some leeway in what we wear. And then I would be Ravenant's, assistant. Unfortunately, I should not be carrying a data pad, because why would a droid be carrying a data pad? It doesn't make any sense. And I do want, before we go, to get Scomp Link access and a fake restraining bolt, so that it looks like I'm owned.
What is the Scomp Link access?
That's the one R2-D2 pokes his little thing into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And reads the computers. And then also, while we're there, I want to get two things done in addition to, you know, just walk in, plug and play. And, Ravenant is going to have to play the part of, like, y'all shouldn't have been shooting at me. I'm this super top secret research guy. You can tell because I'm a Chiss, like Grand Admiral Thawne, that I'm obviously a high ranked Imperial officer. And I want, hey guys, y'all are a super secret research base. Give this, high ranking Imperial officer's droid a super fancy replacement arm. And
is it going to be red? It's probably going to be red.
I don't know. It's got to be super fancy. Right?
Red is fancy.
I don't know if red is fancy.
It is.
Or if maybe it's going to be like glow in the dark red. That would be fancy. Really helpful with stealth rolls. That's fine. Blue like a Chiss.
Are the circles in the map on the blueprint where the trees like the support trees come through?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So, all right. And then the other thing that we want to, and I think this will give us some Imperial officer research base cred, is we tell them, hey, while we're here, doing our tour, I have a challenge for your engineers. You have access to our ship. Tell us what's so special about it. And then we'll find out why Fearon loves our ship so much. That's my thoughts for the...
I like those ideas, but I also think we're leaning heavily on their goodwill. Like that they're going to actually believe us.
Yeah.
Like they're not going to blow us up. We're in a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Like, how? First of all, how many seating is in a TIE fighter?
Two.
So, like, only two people are going to come down on the TIE fighter.
And we got the other
ship. And then we'll bring up the other ship. Is there room on that landing pad for both a TIE fighter and a YT?
I don't know, man. We could land the TIE fighter on top of our freight ship.
Okay.
Stack and spaceship.
So wait, I think that we could conceivably, I think either I or Pete should go with Ravenet. It makes sense for me to be there because I would be a common sight on this planet at this time. I've worked here before. You know, I've still got my old outfit for when I worked for the Empire. But I'm not going to be as useful in terms of retrieving information as Pete would be. I do think we should have a contingency to bring this whole facility down. And I think, Snatch,
that
your friend...
Top left,
your
tree looks like it's a major supporting tree.
Yeah, Snatch, I feel like your friend can maybe set up some detonations.
If that tree goes down, the weight of that building is going to... Yeah. It's going to bring most of the building down.
If we need help...
That this is a quiet mission and we're not to blow stuff up.
So I have a thing about that, and this might be too many like asides before the mission, but I think we should
too late.
Oh, yeah. If we're in jeopardy, we need the option to blow this whole place up. Like if that's what's going to
save us. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
not that we have to do it, but like fail safe. Like we need some like backup, and part of that is like recognizing that Fearon has.
While we're at it, let's infiltrate the Star Destroyer in orbit and blow that up too.
Now, charges around a redwood tree and do that, but we could do that with this base. That's the difference.
We could just get a ship to hyperspace through the Death Star or the Star Destroyer.
Thought of that.
That's what we're going to do with the TIE fighter.
That does not work in real life.
And who needs a Death Star when you could just take like a Star Cruiser sized ship and hyperspace through a planet?
Yeah. Or who needs a Death Star when you can like use planet's energy?
Okay.
The sun's the synergy of sun. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm just taking pot shot.
All right. Is there an access to the structure from the ground?
Yes. Yeah. Very, very, very long stairway.
Gotcha.
It winds around one of the trees, the one on the bottom part of the map.
I see that. Yeah.
There is a lift there as well. A small one. It wouldn't get any vessels up though.
Are there? What's the security like on this structure? Do we know?
The people you've talked to so far know that there are frequent TIE fighter patrols. But besides that, you don't really know.
Okay. I think that, you guys should try to infiltrate from the top. I don't want to split the party though, but I think maybe you guys should try to do the bold, like we belong here thing. And then, me and Snatch can try. We can try to infiltrate from underneath the structure because there's still maybe like pipelines or something.
Yeah. How close are we going to try to get to the structure? Like, can we fly?
We need to go talk to your friend because he's probably got a better idea of what this place looks like.
Y'all hear that? Let's go talk to Bartle Tag.
Yeah, we should go find him.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So, you find him, out in the woods shooting at some food.
So I'm like, what's up, Bronze Tag? We got a couple more questions, man. We got another member, team that just rejoined us and we want to go over, want to pick your brain. We want to pick the lice from your brain.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
You told us about this place a little bit. You know, we're interested in going there. First of all, do you have anybody that we could use? We got some basic groundwork we want to do. So do you have any other hands possibly we could hire? Or, you know, anybody else that's willing to, for a small price, like to kind of plant some electronic devices at a base of a tree? They don't have to know much more about it.
At the base of a tree that's holding this thing up?
Yeah. Oh. Not necessarily to use, but we always, you know me, Ronald Tag.
Okay, well, I do know you. That's what I'm worried about.
I need a fail safe way. I've matured since we've last met. I'm not going to lie. Been through a lot. I'm not as quite the same Wookiee you knew that blew up my village. I've definitely seen some therapists and realized that might not have been the best.
I am not a therapist.
Well, you can tell them that.
You went to a droid therapist?
I just wanted to hear what I wanted to believe.
Kresk is standing in the background, sort of like giving a wheezing laugh behind Snatch as he's trying to convince Brotek that he's a changed Wookiee.
Brotek makes eye contact with you and kind of gives you the look like, come on.
Okay. Right.
So- yeah, I know some guys, but hey, you know, it's going to depend. I don't know what kind of security they got on the ground. It's
that's what I was going to ask. You don't know that kind of information?
No, man. That's within travel distance of one of the towns, but it's pretty far out there. They don't, you know, the research facility, Imperial base, barracks. We don't know what it is. We just try to stay away from those things.
Was there anybody that I can pay to go take a closer look without putting my whole crew in jeopardy before?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can send one of my guys out there.
We'll give 500 credits for that.
500, dang. Fantastic.
I'm at 50.
I'm at 50. I'm a good spice. For 50 credits, I just want to pass it by.
Yeah, okay, so I will take 50 because 500 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so
I was thinking we were doing like tens of thousands. I forgot we were like in the thousands.
Yeah, all right, so someone's going out. They'll be back at the end of the day.
Okay, we got that going till the end of the day. We'll figure that out. What about what is the sensor range? Or I hope that person can pick up how close I can bring a ship there as well. For them, or do we know the sensor capacity of this facility?
Sensors are going all over the place on Kashyyyk right now. If ships wander off their planned trajectory, the Empire knows about it pretty quick.
So what's the nearest planned trajectory that would be as conspicuous? Is there like a bar out there?
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a town nearby that you can. That you can get to. Now, look, I mean, if you're planning on flying that TIE fighter in, those codes should get you through.
Oh yeah, but we're also thinking about bringing in the YT, the EULA. But
you can park it over at that town. But
down to the facility.
On foot or by air?
On foot, because we can't. You know, we want to get it to the town. And then if we have to hoof it,
probably 3 days.
Ooh.
What about speeder bike?
Are there speeder bike rentals in that town?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Empire loves those things. That would get you there a lot faster. Certainly within a day. That's all right. That's in fact what my guy's going to do. He's going to
take a speeder bike.
Well, we'll take speeder bike. I was going to get back in time for tonight.
Okay.
Because I just realized I told you he'd be back within a day.
Yeah.
Bring it full circle.
Yeah, there you go. Well, perfect. Works out. Okay, so then we can mount up speeder bikes, get within, noise range, and just dismount and walk the last mile or so.
Yeah, then Raven and I would leave a day after y'all.
Yeah.
We'd be all trying to get in.
And so, just kind of just to correct something I noticed that I said last time, since you are spending money to prep, the total pay for the job is 20,000, and she gave you 5,000 up front for prepare.
Okay.
So. I told you last week that it was 10 and 4, but it's 20 and 5.
I'm going to ask Snatch if he can ask Brottle Tag if there's any access to the facility underneath, aside from the staircase?
Yeah, they'll have to assess it when they're there.
Okay.
I assume that they have some landing pads and stuff, but as far as anything else, I don't know.
Okay. I'd like to see if I have access to any of my old contacts, the guys that I used to work with that may still be on the planet.
Great. All right. So.
That'd be streetwise?
Yeah, that'd be streetwise.
Okay.
And let's make it against 3 purple.
Okay. One success, one threat.
Okay. So what is this contact's name?
His name is, what?
No, if you got one, go ahead.
Bosk.
No.
No. Oh gosh. Oh, I don't awesome. Have any, I don't have any good tradition names.
No, I came up with bottle tag, dude. Just make like Horflorf.
I was going to say George.
What about Corku?
Corku.
All right, that's fine.
That sounds pretty reptilian.
Yeah. Yeah. Corku here.
You just called Corku, bro.
All right.
What about speaker?
No, yeah.
Let's say, Corku, you're on speaker here with some of my friends. How are you doing?
He's not talking.
Friends of yours? Maybe take me off speaker.
All right. I take him off and I ask how long he's... Say, Corku, how long have you been on Kashyyyk? I've been off for a while now.
Just got back. Yeah. Have a job that I'm tracking at the moment. Closing in, you know what I mean.
Gotcha. Do you need a hand with it? Because I need a hand with something that I'm working on here.
Really? Tell me more.
We're working on getting some information from a facility over here. And I give them sort of the general area. I'm broad enough to try to not, you know.
Like that name of that town.
Yeah. Like, not that. We're trying to get some information out of a facility and... Think having a few of our people there would maybe help with the misdirection. That should be a relatively low risk.
Imperial?
I sort of grunt in the affirmative.
So how long is the job?
5 days. Well, we have 5 days left.
Well, I'll say once we start. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to execute, but the execution should take less than a day in total.
Okay. That's interesting. When you say low risk, what are we talking about?
It's a presence thing, a show of colors. You know, we need to look like we did when we were working before. I got 50 credits for you when you show up and 25 when you leave. If there's no problems.
You've always been a funny one. But you know my rate, 500.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk them on to 450 and you'll break even.
Dude, I think it's worth it. Like, I nod, like I could see you, like...
You can't hear him, man.
No, I know, but I could see him getting the price and being like, ooh. Yeah. Like, and yeah. I'm like, no,
you think it's okay. This. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I look at him and I say, hey.
Yeah. You're hiring a guy to potentially go in harm's way, whereas the guy that cost 50 was just a scout. He's staying, like, you know.
Sure. Right. Yeah. So I look. I put the thing back up to my ear, and I'm like, the price is good. Is that just for you?
I got another guy I can bring. 2 of us for 500.
Yep.
All right. He's been working for me for a year or two now. He's good. He's a good guy.
I was gonna say, you trust him, or Because if we have a problem, you know,
I know what happened. No, he's a good man. He's a good Trandoshan. Not a man. It's not a man at all. It's Trandoshan.
I look over at Snatch and I say, when should he meet us?
Hey, give us a date.
Do we have a date?
Yeah, because when our scout gets back, we're gonna.
Okay. Yeah, so I say give us a day. We'll let you know, and we'll give you the details where to meet us.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. Give me a day to keep researching my prey, and when I get back, I'll tighten the noose. You know what I mean.
Good hunting.
Thanks. See you tomorrow. I am to understand that you have summoned me. I did, the boy said excitedly. I can't believe it worked. It has worked, and I have come. Will you invite me in? The smile on Fortosio's lips was wide then, and if Wasson had been paying attention, he might have noticed the unusual length of Fortosio's eye teeth. But Wasson was too excited to notice.
I would like to invite you on an adventure through my perilous realms. On Paul Lytle's Perilous Realms, I am serializing my audiobooks with an episode every week. We will go one book at a time through fantastic worlds and dangerous quests, all from the relative safety of your podcast app. To take up one of these journeys, check out Paul Lytle's Perilous Realms on your podcast app. That's Paul Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, or search for Perilous Realms.
All right, so are we going to finish up today's work, or is there something you want to do before the person gets back?
Well, I want to be all ready to go.
I want to get that scomplink. I don't know, like, how long a droid scomplink surgery would cost or take.
Surgery.
I mean, whatever.
I think you would have to go off world on that one.
Oh, really?
I mean, yes, this is like Imperial occupied Kashyyyk. I mean, if you want to roll for it, I think that place would be kind of rare.
I'll ask the
you could do a life side roll. Use a life side die.
I'll just ask Brottle Tag. If he knows a mechanic who can do something like that. Hey, Brottle Tag. I'm going to speak in basic because I don't speak Skywillery.
And he responds,
No, I understand it, but I don't speak it. Do you know anyone who can install a complaint on me?
Go ahead and do a streetwise roll. And this will just, you know, be the roll to try to track somebody like this down.
Yeah, sure.
But it's going to be against 4 purple.
Yowza. This is not going to end well.
I should warn y'all. Wait, you know what? Go ahead and roll, and then I will warn you.
What was that Trandoshan's name?
Korku.
I don't think you should do it, dude. That's too late. So, you know, not playing meta and backing off when you said 4 purple, I rolled 3 threat and 2 failure.
So he's like, no, I don't know anything. Not like that. You'd have to go off world. I know some people, you know, a couple of sectors away that would be happy to do it for you, but not here.
No, that don't have time for that.
So the thing I need to warn y'all about is that this section of the game does something special with the threats, and it's more of a threshold type of situation. Instead, I'm not going to be using the threats as we go, but storing them up. And when they overflow, they will overflow.
I want to say something to Snatch as an aside, sort of like away from his friend, Brottle Tag.
Okay.
Hey, where y'all going? No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
I put my hand on his shoulder and I sort of like turn him away from Pete and Raven and Bottle Tag, and I sort of like lean into his, you know, his ear, or his, where his ear should be if he had ears. And I'm like, hey, this guy that I called, I don't know, man. I mean, I trust him, but money talks, and there could be a problem. I don't think we should let him know exactly where we're going. And when we do meet him, I think we should be ready for trouble if we need to handle business. You understand?
You're the guy you brought on?
Yeah.
Hey, so listen. No, I kind of like keeping with the asides, I say we need as much unpredictability as possible type of mission. Like, so because yeah, we need predictability on our side, but unpredictability, you know,
right,
we need to be ready for distraction, right. And that's what his job is there for. So yes, we'll keep an eye on him. You and I are riding together. Keep an eye on him, but yeah, the simple job is just strap these explosives. We don't have to say a bunch of stuff, but
right. Yeah, I just don't know if this guy's is here to, you know, to help us, or if he's going to call into the Empire.
Well, I don't
you
know that about my own friends. That makes two of us, but now we have two different lines out that possibly could get bit. So we need to.
Yeah, you'll see Brottle Tag talking in a communicator over there going, no, yeah, they're right here.
I promptly began to skin him alive.
And I'm laughing maniacally being on his thin body.
I'm considering how a Wookiee arm might look on my carapace.
Then it becomes this old slasher butcher podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're the wrong group of pirates.
This is the true
role-playing butchering.
What's the name of that? This is the true Lovecraftian roleplay.
Yeah, did we get any kind of like dark side? The threats start. The dark side powers aren't working for us.
Yeah, if we go full evil, do we get the dark side?
Right, I'll just start taking the light side.
That's
actually a really interesting concept. I wonder if characters can flip the dice.
Anyway. So I want to ask Raven if he's worked in this sector before, if he's worked on Kashyyyk before.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so no one at this place would know you then?
No.
Okay. And I ask him, are there many of your kind that work for the Empire? I don't want to draw too much or undue attention.
There are two, or there used to be two. Now there's one. Hmm.
Is that one you?
No.
Okay. Oh, I was going to ask him if he knows about this facility. I mean, you're the one that's going in here to get the information, right? That's why we hired you. Like, how do you feel about this?
I don't know about it directly, but there are literally hundreds of these things scattered across the Empire and beyond.
So, do you have any other recommendations, like to if you know these facilities, they're commonplace. What kind of insider knowledge can you bring to this payroll now? Or on Glaze's payroll, you know, you're working with us, you're our teammates, so we want to share information.
Well, the staff that works here, they'll all be Imperial stooges, but they're just researchers. I mean, we're not dealing with high-end stormtroopers and the like.
So there's no garrison here or anything?
It would be a small one and not the best of troops, most likely.
Yeah, this is like a punishment assignment.
And the general staff should be cowed fairly easily.
Okay. Excellent. So what do you think about flying in with Pete and landing there with that TIE fighter? You think that's a viable option?
That really sounds like our best bet.
One thing, though, if we don't take the YT, then we lose the option of asking their engineers to, you know, see if they can solve our puzzle so special about our ship. Because that
I
really, really, really want to know why Fearon likes our ship.
I'm not actually. I know why this ship is special. I love this ship. Why it's special to me.
That's not why Fearon likes it.
I don't know why Fearon likes it, but it creeps me out that he does.
These guys.
But it creeps me out. Like, it's what is it going to mean? Like, I'm not going to sell it. It's my ship. So, like, the only thing I really want to know is that how can I keep the ship away from all these people? I'm not going to risk wouldn't want to risk putting the ship close enough to get in, try to, I mean,
look, we have a chance.
If we have, we do.
He could just say he's Thrawn's nephew. I know who Thrawn is, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We could just say he's Thrawn's nephew, or son, or mother, or whatever Chiss do for family relations.
Probably couldn't pull off the mother thing.
Hey, we don't know what Chiss are identify as.
His binary fission counterpart.
Look, if it opens up, if the opportunity opens, the YT will be near at the village. It'll be a day's journey. We can go back and fetch it. But
I look at Raven and I ask, do you know if these kinds of facilities are powered like on site or if they're powered remotely?
How would you power something remotely?
Nikola Tesla died early, so he wasn't able to build it. I'll give you an example. The shield generator that's on this planet that's used to protect the Death Star. Is it something like that?
Whoa. We probably don't know about the Death Star.
Okay. But
no, you don't know about a Death Star.
We don't know about the Death Star. Well, I might.
But you know about the type of... Okay.
Never mind.
Let's put it this way. Thrawn himself had to figure it out that there was a Death Star. So if Thrawn didn't know, then y'all don't know.
Gotcha.
All right.
I guess I'm talking about if the generator is on site, this thing is sitting in the trees. Is the power facility for this thing in the tree with the facility, or is it on the ground buried somewhere?
It's most likely on site. The ground in this planet is not exactly hospitable. Mm. And
they probably have everything up in the air. That's what I would guess too. But we're gonna get there at the same time. So we're gonna put our clocks together. You know, we know the travel time. We'll have to go a day ahead, because it's gonna take y'all be able to be there. So you guys will go a day ahead. We'll go a day ahead, we'll get there at the same time. And then we will get within a mile of the facility, check it out. We'll wait for you. We'll see you visually land. Then that evening, or once things are kosher, you know, we'll make sure y'all can let us into the building. And you'll get the data, get back on the TIE fighter, fly away. And if you don't need us, we won't actually even appear. But we will be there if need be at the base of that, the foot ladder that goes around that bottom center tree.
You just like
sit on your ladder
quietly. Yeah. What about my arm?
Just sit on the top.
They're gonna fix it at the research phase.
Oh, that's right. You were. We need a backstory, Ray. Have you got a backstory for why you've got this arm destroyed? And you want to talk about this?
Because I'm gonna. I still need to get that restraining bolt, which, you know, Brottle Tag, do you have a restraining bolt that doesn't work? Boink.
Yeah, sure. Y'all can get that. That's not a problem.
Okay. Because I want to put it, like, on my head, kind of like on the front of my, the top left of my forehead. So it's
like super, a hat.
Yeah, like a little top hat.
Like, yeah. Sorry. So it's super obvious that I have a restraining bolt, but it'll be fake.
Nice.
Okay.
Brottle Tag leans over and says, "Do you want it fake?" Like,
yeah,
fake. I mean, really, yeah. Not you.
I'm like, can you put a real one on that he can think is fake?
I would like to roll perception to hear that.
As soon as I see him about to roll, I'm like, just messing, Brottle Tag.
I pull out dice out of my bag.
And Brottle Tag goes like, oh, yeah, joking.
When you make a perception, do your eyes turn red?
My ears turn red. Because I was listening.
The droid has ears.
Yeah,
it's like those little raised lumps.
That's where the restraining bolt could go.
On either side.
It could be like a fake ear.
An ear horn?
Yeah.
All right. So anything else y'all want to do today before we move to tomorrow?
Let's go. Let's go. I think we got to move this along.
All right. So the report comes back. And it does look like there are just some very light speeder bike patrols in the area. The scout didn't have any problem just avoiding them. There is a small lift at the that can descend to the bottom, and a stairway circling one of the trees. And then he also witnessed several TIE fighters going in and out. They seem to be patrols, but they're a little bit heavier than on the ground. There's probably he estimated there's probably, you know, four TIE fighters total, and two of them are in the air at any given time. Next day.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Apparently everybody slept in.
I hope Rave actually said that.
You got a message in from Korku. Some code for tell me where and when.
Come to our apartment, I guess. We typed, I like slap that in the keyboard sloppily. It's like misspelled.
I can see you with a little communicator.
Well, actually, that would be a contact going to probably coming through Krusk's iPad.
Yeah, you didn't see it. Yeah,
if he's gonna show up there with them as a bodyguard, as a gun.
Yeah, he's got to be in our TIE fighter.
Either that or I mean, what are we using him for again?
As like cover, basically. Because it would be weird for a Chiss Imperial to go in with a damage protocol droid by himself. At least in my...
At least in
Krusk's limited experience with the Empire.
I would be quite capable of playing off the damages. Not a big deal. Like, why would I get fixed? I'm just an assistant.
But why would you go out into combat with just, like, Chiss?
It wasn't combat. It was punishment.
Oh.
There you go. If these guys have been working... I feel like conceivably, if these guys have been working for the Empire like Trandoshans do on Kashyyyk, that it wouldn't be suspicious for them to be around an Imperial facility. But I don't know.
I think that if you told me what you said about your friend, like, we kind of need to keep an eye on that. I'd rather him be with us.
Do we only have one TIE fighter to use?
We have one TIE fighter. We have the YT freighter. The rest of us, we're going to ride it on speeder bikes. But that's going to create... We're going to possibly hit patrols and stuff. I think we should take your friend on the ground with us. We need somebody to cover for us at the base in case we need to go. And if they don't hear back from us from a certain point, you know, then they blow the charge on that north tree or whatever and create a diversion so we can escape. But we're going to go up in there too. I think we should leave them below to create to set off the diversion so that if we have to get out, basically just to provide cover for us in case this thing goes south.
Sure.
So we send in Pete and Ravenant and the TIE fighter. The rest of us go on speeders a mile away, set up post, wait to get some kind of communication from them that they're all good, that they're in, and then we'll make our way to the base of the, you know, ready to back them up.
I'm gonna have him meet us at the meetup site a mile away.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder is a Play Well Network podcast. You can watch us interact with us live at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Support us at patreon.com/technofunkboy, where you get early episodes as well as additional content. Theme song by the Technofunkboy, and thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and additional music used on this channel. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them in your games.